fight. Get ready for a serious D&D battle, and totally not talking about long clitorises. Let's roll.
Okay. So, let's see.
We're, put us in our standard.
Hold on. Here.
You watch X-Men 97 yet?
I did.
Watch it.
Good cliffhanger on the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
What are they even doing? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
It could be anyone.
Amazing things are happening.
It's so good.
It is very good.
It is very good.
Yeah, it was a little like, I don't know. You know, like, because you never know. They like, we're reviving something. Like, hey.
No, they can't. Like, it's the
yeah.
same
we're
feel.
We're making Wolverine gay. And he's a chick.
His claws are actually penises that come out of his hand.
Wolverina.
Wolverina.
He's still calling people Bub.
It sounds like that would be like a Vampirina guest star.
Wolverina.
Wolverina.
You got him. There's another one. Hardest laughs in the dumbest shit.
It really is. Okay, so they have a lot of
heads.
Movement. No, they don't. No, they don't. Take that back.
What? Where are they at in the initiative order?
They are. Oh yeah, right. That's what I was checking. Dexterity. So they got a 12. So that matches Vonta. So I'll just put them behind Vonta.
So how far away are they?
They are about 100 feet. They'll be there here in about 2 rounds.
Well, thank you for telling us how far away they are.
You're welcome.
All right.
I mean, you can see how far away they are, so I'm not gonna lie.
All right, so it's Automon.
Yep.
Global darkness.
Global darkness. I am going to cast magic missile.
Okay.
On the.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, does it? I thought I got extra missiles.
We'll just say one.
Well, it depends on what level you cast it at.
Third.
So that's 5.
So you can use it all on one, or you can spread it out.
And put it all on number 1, BB.
All right.
1d4 plus. So it's 5d4. Is that 5d4 plus 5? That's yours, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's have my dice. Get your fucking bad roll stink on them.
Rude. It's fair, but it's still rude.
You read.
You be rude. Okay. 1, 3, 6, 9, 13, 18.
18. Okay.
And then I'm going to move just over here. Just
okay.
Right now a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, it's Zod's turn.
Zod.
Eldritch Blast.
Ooh, shocking.
What else you can do stuff with those Eldritch Blasts now, right?
I can split them. I have 3.
Don't you have, wait, you can push and pull things now?
Yeah. If I hit them, they go back. I have to look at how much, I forget.
10 feet.
And they slow their speed, I think, by like half or something.
A lot of stuff. A lot of things.
Yeah, man. So maybe I'll hit each.
Or hit one and slow one so that he's behind coming to us.
So
maybe make him an extra round to get to us.
So all like just all 3 at one of them?
Yeah.
All
right.
We'll
okay.
Knock him back
at number
30
one.
Feet and then,
yeah.
Well, no, don't do. Well, it doesn't matter really.
So. All right. Sorry. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
To use everything.
How do you know if it's a D20?
It's got the 20 on
it's
it.
Did you show? Oh, you didn't show them your.
No, I didn't. I have to show it. I have to figure out how to make it stay on. I will though.
19. 21.
No one can hear you.
And a 26.
19, 21, and 26 to hit.
All hits.
Yay!
You want to use my rolling?
Sure, man. Alright, so.
You're so good.
Fucking.
maybe 10 per each
one
now?
Yeah. And then plus 5 on each of them for some reason.
You get to add your charisma modifier to them, right?
Charisma modifier, okay. Which is plus 5. So on each hit?
Beam. Oh, no. So it's, yeah, so you get 3 beams. It is 1d10.
Yeah, for each beam.
And then you get to add your charisma modifier for each one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
What's your charisma modifier?
It's plus 5, so 15 additional on that. So
27. And they get knocked back 30 feet.
Yep. And they slow. Oh, and it slows down.
Half speed.
Is it half speed? Or sorry. It, like I said, it's been a while.
So, a while. How much damage?
27.
Okay.
And knock him back 30 feet.
One?
Yeah.
Reduce the speed by 10 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, so 20 feet. Yep. Each one?
I think the reducing
it's just
speed.
Once. Just once. Okay. Yeah, just one.
Gotcha. I don't think that one stacks yet.
Good. No. That being zero, you just fall out of the sky.
Yeah, because I think I can only do that once, right? Like, I couldn't hit him again and then slow him down even more, right?
I don't quite remember, because we didn't really care about your character when we used him, but we knew a couple things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We were using him so much.
It's called a...
Eldritch Blast.
Lance of Lethargy.
Hi, Lance. Did you just sigh at my joke?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, Glenn is going to cast... can he hit them all with one fireball?
No, probably not. They're fairly spread apart.
2 and 3, maybe.
Yeah, you could probably get 2. All
right, we'll do that. 2 and 3.
2 and 3, fireball.
Boom! Make a dexterity saving throw.
Get it. What's the DC?
18. We're going off his DC.
No.
I'm guessing it from a wand.
They didn't make so. No, it'd be the wand should have a DC on it.
I think it was just a wand of fireball.
Okay, well, we'll use your DC then. Okay.
So 13, 16, 21 points of fire damage.
Oh, my.
All right, Vanta, I don't think there's really too much you can do. Because do you have any ranged... anything?
I have the Grand Fang.
That's your sword. You can throw it out.
And the hand axe and the hand axe and the javelin. Do you want me to throw the javelin?
No, they're 100 feet away. You probably won't even be able to throw
it. Yeah, right. The javelin's like 80 foot.
And so I'm just chilling?
Yeah, you can take the dodge action. That they're going to necessarily reach her by...
Yeah.
But it's something. That gives you advantage on attack rolls.
Okay.
But you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
You can just take it. Yeah.
I take it.
Just take it.
I take it.
He's taking it. She's taking it.
She's doing it.
All right.
She's
so
going in the fetal position.
And she's naked.
That is how you take
That's how you get... That's how you... Why is she getting a prostate check? She knows she doesn't have a prostate, right?
Mm.
The doctor said so.
Make it short.
Your prostate's fine. It's missing.
Thank God.
It's still not there. Good news, you didn't grow a prostate.
Just checking.
I check my prostate every year. Make sure I'm not growing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never know these days.
I don't know how transgenderism works.
It's true.
All the steroids in the chicken, anything is possible.
Want to make sure I'm not becoming one of those transgender weirdos. Just kidding. That was a joke, guys.
Good joke.
All right.
So funny.
So they're about 60 feet away from you, so they're going to use your breath weapon. And
they can reach us 60 feet away?
With the breath weapon, they can.
Holy shit!
Not the one.
Not the one's one. Further. Just two. Two of them.
So they move up 50 feet and then use it?
60 feet. In a 60-foot cone, yeah. They hit...
Well, hold on. You said they were 100 feet away.
They were 100 feet away.
And then they what? They roll go up 30 feet.
They go up 30 feet.
So now they're 70 feet
70
away.
Feet away. Just can't do it.
I think a dash and go... 40 feet away.
but then they can't
do anything. Yeah.
I think they're probably going to.
Are they flying in the air or are they like close to the ground?
They're flying. They're getting closer to the ground. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So they. I mean, the one will dash and be like 10 feet ahead of the other two. Because that would be 40 feet of movement. They have 30 feet of movement. So that means the one is 60 feet away from you if he dashes. But he can't.
Why wouldn't they both dash? You can't do anything anyway.
That's true. They're all going to dash. Everyone's dashing. So now they're.
Where's Prancer?
So they're
20 feet away from you.
Your math is all off.
They were 100. They dashed 40 feet away from you.
Yeah,
there you go. I don't trust anything. So this man says
2 and 3 are 40 feet away.
Yes.
And then 1, which was pushed back 30 feet, is 70 feet away.
Even if he dashes?
Yeah, because he dashes, goes 60 feet.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Sorry.
Okay, so how far are these guys?
We got it.
30 feet. 2 and 3 are 30 feet, and 1 is 60 feet.
You guys are so fucked. Oh, yeah.
Are we?
All right, Cliff, you're up, bud.
Are they close enough to the ground to get Weeblow to make an attack at, or no?
No.
Weeblow, throw an axe or something. Really far.
Weeblow is going to walk up, and he can't reach them, though, right?
No.
Oh, he's fuck him. He's going to walk over. Move him over 30 feet. Fucking Cliff, you fucking retard. 1, 2...
Sorry, bud.
So angry.
I could tell he was gonna be angry. That's why I didn't go.
He's gonna boil over.
I can see it.
He's gonna cast rage on himself. He's gonna rage up.
Rage boner.
Boners every.
And.
Did you get your dung all in there?
Ugh. I scoop the water out with my tongue like a dog.
You lap it up.
Yeah.
So he is getting his sword. He has his sword, his Dragon Slayer sword, and his shield. So
they're not dragons.
Oh, they're not dragons?
They're not considered dragons.
Why not?
They're considered huge monstrosities. Sorry. Just reading a book, man.
They're not dragon worm or turtle.
Wait, they are turtles.
Are they turtles?
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. They're turtles. They're flying turtles.
And
just like Mario.
Well, in that case, he still has his arm. He'll still use his sword.
Okay.
Actually, he would use his hammer if he thinks they're not dragons.
Well, Glenn would tell you.
Yeah,
they're not dragons.
Yeah, then don't use your dragon sword. So he'll use his hammer and his shield.
Okay.
Because that's a single.
All right, just fucking do it.
He can't reach him, so he takes a dodge action.
Okay,
he sits ready.
So that means I have disadvantage, right?
All on attacks.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on?
I think
it's back to Automon.
Automon, what are you doing?
All right, I'm going to cast Fireball.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I have Fireball.
You have Fireball now.
I have Fireball.
Okay. Who are you casting it on?
I'm going to cast it on 2 and 3.
Okay.
You hit 2 people with a fireball?
You can hit.
You gotta roll DC, right?
It's not fireball.
So 16, you gotta beat 16.
Roll save.
Yeah.
It's fireball.
16 dex.
Yes.
One makes it, one misses.
8d6, BB. I'm gonna fuck you guys so hard.
Ew.
What?
We are a mess today.
How could I have known? 7, 8, 12, 17, 19, 24, 27.
Okay.
Is that the same exact roll I got?
Yeah.
Nice. Eat shit.
No.
All right, Zotter.
All right.
I would
say hit the same one again and push him back.
Well, I wasn't gonna do that. I was gonna just nuke one of them.
Oh, okay.
I have a spell to nuke them. Which one do you think would be best?
Yeah.
Yep. Probably one with more hit points still, right? Like, which one has...
Either three or two have the same number they do. Of damage hit points. Yeah,
you can hit either.
Should I
no,
hit
that's
the one
not true. Because one saved against this fireball.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to know which one. So pick one. All
right, but I mean, should I try to get the one that's in front of Weeblo, since he's probably going to get fucked in a minute?
Doesn't matter. They're both going to go after him, probably.
Okay. All right, well, I'll pick number one, then.
Numero uno?
Yeah.
He's okay. The farthest away one.
He is.
Oh, okay, 60, then number two. Sorry.
He's 60 feet away.
Number two, then.
Okay.
All right, you have to do a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
And then you got to be 20.
He did not.
Alright.
You're fucking
you're
nuked.
Fucked.
You're the Japanese.
This is finger of death, by the way.
Just
what the doctor
finger?
Did to you.
It was. I didn't like it.
Assume the fetal position.
Get that thumb in there.
Wait, isn't that an insta kill if they're under a certain HP?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking of something else? Disintegrate.
You're thinking of a power word kill.
Fingering. Okay.
So 83 points of damage.
Oh my god!
Real good.
Yeah, motherfucker. I didn't even have to use a spell slot for that.
Mystic Arcanum.
Yeah.
How many times can you use that?
I can use it once every long rest.
Nice. And and they didn't die?
Nope.
Yikes.
Don't like that.
Because it's a 78 plus 30.
Plus 30.
That's
insane.
Shit.
Yeah. 80, what is it, 84?
Yeah. Okay, it's Glenifer's turn.
Not a bad roll, too. I had a lot of eights.
Let's see, there's 30. No, sorry, go ahead. I'm doing this in my head.
I do that all the time.
He'll cast Shield of Faith on Weeblo.
So you notice that after all that damage, that the one that all of the Draco Hydras, the one furthest away, grows two new heads.
Oh, that's not good.
The one that you hit grows four new heads. Uh-huh. And the one that you hit with a fireball, but it saved, grows two new heads. So now it's six, because one of their heads died. They grew two new ones. So six.
Do they still look beat up at all? Or are they?
They still look beat up.
They just look like
they just have more heads.
They just have more heads. Yeah, pretty much. Eight. So one has.
Kind of unwieldy as a monster. No, too many heads.
We're gonna do the Hercules thing where you make them have so many
and
heads
and tangle
it
up and they tie into a knot.
We're gonna do a Hercules.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cast Hercules, the Disney version.
I started to watch that the other day.
Oh, I love Hercules.
It's a great movie.
It's funny.
Got good music too.
Yeah. I was alone. I did not watch it with a child.
Did you feel like that needed to be part of the confession?
Yeah.
We kind of assumed.
Okay, so one has six heads, one has eight heads, and the other one has six heads.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Vanta, if you want to throw your javelin now at two, you could probably try to aim it at two and one at the same time.
Okay.
Because they're aligned, and now they're not super far away from you.
Okay.
You have a javelin of lightning, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Make
it do lightning. Is that an attack roll on number two, then?
Yes.
The javelin is plus eight.
Yeah.
So I have a 14 and a 4, and I'm plus 10.
Wait, why are you with advantage?
No advantage.
Oh, I thought I had advantage from last time.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
I didn't save that.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Plus 10.
Damn.
Well, nat 20 is 20. Nat 20. So
which one?
She gets damage on 2 with the javelin.
Okay.
And then it's a command to turn into a lightning bolt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through her. 2 and 1, then, at that point.
What?
Right?
Oh, 2 and 1, because it's a lightning bolt. Yeah, it's a line. No, they're not in a line, though.
Two points can be in a line.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Good point.
It's 1d6.
They're not in a line.
Plus 6.
I took 4th grade math.
Geometry, dummy.
10.
grade do you think I took geometry? Grade did you take geometry? 11.
I still don't take geometry.
10 points of damage.
Okay.
On 2.
2, and that's doubled, right?
Yeah, it's 20.
Okay. No, wait. Is it 20 or is it 10?
It was 10 to... Well,
sorry, what? I was plus 8 for the javelin.
And what did you roll?
A 4.
So it would be 8, 16 then.
Oh, no, 1d6. 1d6 plus 6. Sorry, 8 is the attack bonus.
Then you rolled a 4.
Okay.
So you doubled that.
8.
And then 8 again. So 16.
16, okay.
But then you turn it into a lightning bolt. Ba-ba-ba.
Don't put words in her mouth.
Well, that's why she threw the javelin of lightning.
We know what she's about.
I was joking.
Jesus. So each, so they need to make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw. 1 and 2. And then it, you...
God
roll,
damn it.
Roll 4d6.
Oh, shit.
Dixie. They didn't make it to 13? They should be pretty dexterous, right?
They're not. They're not super dexterous.
Man, 2d6.
What else are their dumb stats?
Thank you.
Everything's dumb stats on these guys.
Nice.
The only thing they're good at is growing heads.
14.
Nice.
Got a girlfriend like
this. This should be
14 lightning damage.
Okay.
She was a slut.
Take that, whatever her name was.
Take that made-up woman.
Okay, the one... Okay, one of his heads dies, and he's down to 5 heads.
He doesn't grow anymore?
Not yet.
They can only do that on their turn.
Oh. How convenient.
It's not as convenient as it could be. Okay, and the other one took... Yeah, okay, so we're good. And he lost a head, too, so...
Okay.
All right, it's their turn.
Their turn, and they're going to land right at Weeblo's feet.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The other one could dash and get to him if you want, or it's up to you.
No, I wouldn't dash to just wait and get jumped.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you want one to do, then? Do you want him to just keep flying closer to the other group or closer to Weeblo?
They're going to go after Weeblo. He's the head of the spear.
Okay.
They get 12 attacks against Weeblo.
Oh my god.
They get as many attacks as they have heads.
Ah, I understand now.
You see how that works? Oh, and they actually, it's their turn, so they grew back 2 more heads. So that's 9, and then 6. No, 7. So actually, I take it back. They get 16 attacks against you.
All at disadvantage.
Why?
Yeah, because he did the
dodge action.
Oh, he did that dodge action. That's fine.
Well done.
Shut up.
DC 22.
22. So that is...
Do they have different sorts of attacks?
No, it's all bite attack.
Then why don't you roll 16, or whatever you want. I say do a digital roll for 16 D20s in a row.
I'll just do this.
That's a lot of D20s.
So that's one hit at a disadvantage.
Okay.
Miss.
I'll count with it.
Miss. Miss.
Har!
Disadvantage sucks. Miss.
You just take the smaller number, buddy.
I know what.
He's like, you figured out the smaller numbers.
And that's not what I.
Which way does the alligator beat it?
Natural one.
Nice. Bites his own dick.
No,
does
not.
Dick grow
he
back?
Does have a lot of head.
Got double dick now.
His dick has 2 heads. It's one shaft, but it splits.
Multiple heads.
2 heads.
Yeah. I'm going to have to 7.
Tricky. Wasn't it the one time you asked whether you should have if you had 2 dicks, would you rather have
them? You asked.
Would you rather have stacked or side by side?
You're like, if you were to have two dicks, would you want them stacked or side by side? I would want them stacked. Oh, no, I did ask you because somebody brought it up.
Yeah, someone brought it up and somebody, I responded immediately.
Yeah, somebody brought it up and I was like, I gotta ask my friend this, and I sent him a message and I was like, yo, if you were to have 2 dicks, would you want them stacked or would you want them side by side? I'm not even kidding. Like, I hit send, and then, like, a second later, I got, like, a dissertation as to why you would want it a certain way. Like, it was immediate. It was so funny.
So if you stacked, does that mean you have, like, shaft, head?
No, it was like two decks on top of each other instead of next to each other.
And why didn't you want them next to each other? Because it would be too tight.
If you were
going to
use both decks, you could more easily get a rhythm going.
Yeah,
otherwise, you're doing some sort of hula hoop with multiple women. It's not going to work.
It's true.
But it's like you had thought about this.
Yeah, they were impressed.
They were like, how did he send it that fast?
So you envision you would like lay flat and then you could like angle yourself
two
different directions.
It's one of those positions where you have the girls, they could lie on top of each other.
They're like riding like a
pommel horse.
Like a float in the ocean, you know? They're like one of those like banana floats, but there's dicks under them, right? Like
the banana boat?
Yeah.
A banana boat.
A human
that's his nickname.
A human banana boat.
They call me the banana boat.
Why? I have two dicks. That's weird.
I don't understand the correlation.
Just pretend you're just pretend you're in Hawaii.
I would call you a banana split. Fucking
the logic
one.
Is hard to disagree
another one.
So that's 6 points of acid damage.
Wow.
And
acid.
14 points of acid.
For a bite?
Yeah. They get that's what.
Eight acid on
their teeth. Oh, okay. Usually there's like piercing damage with additional damage.
They're not. No,
this is. They get to choose the damage.
Okay.
A
lot of plastic. So 6 points?
6 and 14.
Oh, so you want to wash those wounds really well.
Okay.
And they missed every fucking thing else.
Nice.
Okay, and now the third dragon.
You said there was some ones, so there'd be some self-inflicted damage.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Keeping him honest.
He's a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
You gotta be on top of Big Bean. Just throw shit out there.
It's on top of your mom's Big Bean.
Sometimes they can be so big they can look like little dicks.
They go, yeah.
That's really disturbing.
What?
Sometimes they get,
wait a second.
Sometimes they get brown.
Where do you find this?
They get brown and scruffy looking.
The women
what
with
website
like long,
are we?
Long clitorises.
Yeah, there's that's definitely a rule 34.
Long meat flaps.
Not the meat flaps. I mean, the best.
Like naturally long or like.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay.
Organically
yeah. long.
That was the rumor that Lady Gaga had one of those.
Like a.
Organically long meat flaps.
No, like her clitoris just.
They look like Droopy the dog with their meat flaps.
Is that too much testosterone?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but it's a.
It's an unfortunate roll of the dice.
Have you ever seen one that's like?
I mean, I'm sure I could Google it.
You could definitely Google it.
Don't Google it.
Maybe he's a different. Maybe he's Bing.
I'll Google it. I'll show you.
Bing forgets.
Bing it.
Yeah,
Bing never remembers.
Bing forgets.
That's his motto.
You know, that might be a successful thing for Bing.
Yeah.
After the AI,
bring
I was like, why am I Bing?
Why do you search so much porn?
I know
what,
this,
Bing?
I know this co-pilot initiative by Microsoft's going to fail because they're pushing out machines now with dedicated co-pilot buttons.
Yeah.
And whenever they do something like that, it's like, that feature's dead in 2 years.
Well, that was like when I bought my old phone, and it was like, Bixby button. I'm like, well, I'm never using that button.
Yeah.
And every time you hit it, you're like, fuck!
Can I make
fucking Bixby? You've never set up your Bixby, and I won't!
Yeah, okay, here you go. This is a good example.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
some people... I don't see it.
That can't be right.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
But it is.
I mean, that's like a micro. The one on the bottom right is alarming.
Alarming is a good way.
They look like micro penises.
They do look like micro penises.
10-15s.
See?
Mm-mm. Look at it.
It's going to be the album.
Do it.
I think this is considered
just
sexual
do it real
harassment.
Quick.
This is sexual.
No, I put it down. It's fine.
No, quit.
I didn't. I can see the soft glow out of the corner of my eye.
The soft glow of the large clitoris.
Of the micro penis.
I feel the warmth from the large clit.
I start working for Big Bean, and now this is now a workplace violation.
Just, look at them.
Just sending you pictures
all the time.
Check this one out, dude. It's huge.
I sent you a really important email. Check it out.
He's like, hey, can you jump on a call real quick? I'm like, yeah, sure. His webcam turns on.
Shit.
Micro penis in your
face. Come on, man.
I think the game should be, is it a man or a woman?
I did that. I did that with you, wait.
Well, the,
I, like,
the price.
We had a work call that we were. I was like, let me share my screen, and it was just like fucking gay porn. He's like, come on.
The problem is, you can tell.
How?
I'll show you.
It looks like a circumcised penis for real.
So
very small one.
So like this one, the one that was, oh god,
the alarming one.
Some of these are weird.
It had some lights.
He's like, oh, terrible.
It's so gross.
I don't like this. I want to stop.
He's like, my porn name is Big Bean.
What do you think Big Bean means?
He's got a whole collection.
So you have an engorged clitoris?
Yeah, you see how fast he got
that?
Real quick.
Yeah. Oh, that was AI. Oh, God. All right, I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, I don't want to know the stuff AI was talking about.
Anyway, you can see the...
The folds.
The folds, the lips.
We have to crop it if we're going to do man or woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about...
Like micro penis or large clitoris.
Yes, cropped.
It's a good game show. Probably get on Game Show Network.
We're all going to be billionaires.
I know. Stumble onto Google.
Today on micro penis or large clitoris,
you we're going to look at micro penises where people become like experts and like, what you're really looking for is that one vein.
you see how it's circumcised? That's,
you see that
that's
right
not
going
to be a clitoris.
Yeah.
In the future, like,
the doctor,
I remember
the doctor
growing up watching
right
that
there.
With my grandma.
That's a penis.
My clitoris is much nicer than that one.
Thanks,
Your
Granny.
Your grandpa used to tear that shit off.
He loved it.
Called him Flicker.
He would go down on me for days.
You'd be surprised. The Alzheimer's actually makes him forget he had sex, and he had a lot more energy.
Way more.
He forgot that he wouldn't go down on me because he thought it was gay when he was younger.
That was always a weird.
Grandpa and the finger banging.
Because it's the Sopranos, they have a whole thing.
They don't got a woman.
Yeah.
It makes you gay.
Why does that make you gay?
I don't know.
How does that make you gay?
I don't know. That was just what they said.
Because you're gay.
Okay.
I think it's just a way of getting out of oral sex.
The thing is, they all did it. They just lied about
it.
Yeah,
you kissed the
girl.
Each
other.
That's
to each other. And you're like, okay.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Just because they don't want to.
That was a pretty standard reasoning, I think, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
To do that.
I thought it was more like I'm the man of the relationship.
Well, yeah,
I don't
go
down on her.
Yeah, you don't be subservient.
Yeah,
because
then you're gay.
Because then you're gay, yeah. Gay people are subservient.
Yeah.
Why is it
always taking in the ass? That means they're gay. So it's like metaphorically.
Well, I think there's a difference between
metaphorically. But basically, the girl is like taking in the ass.
You're metaphorically.
It's very different.
Hey, think about it a little bit. You take it in the ass, you're gay. You go down on a woman, you're also gay. Come on, hard to figure out.
Why don't you just get fucked in your asshole if you're going to eat a woman out?
Might as well.
What?
If you ain't getting something done with your dick, you a faggot. Right? And then if you are, you might also be one too. I don't know.
If a guy's doing something to your dick,
yeah, definitely.
You're a faggot. But if you're eating a girl out, you're also a gay faggot.
The only thing you should be eating out with a girl is the dinner she makes you.
Then she gives you a blowjob. That's straight.
Super straight.
Oh.
Glad we cleared that one up.
So now we know.
These asides are...
My wife did not intense. Like me watching The Sopranos. Because I just walked
you're
around the
ideas.
House just doing this to everybody all the time. I'm calling them gabagools.
You were like
gabagools. She's like, that's offensive. And I was like, I don't think it is.
Gabagool's not offensive. It's just an Italian deli meat.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like a New York Italian.
Yeah,
thing.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Capicola.
If you go around saying like, hey, wops. Yeah, that might be a little worse.
Hey, Guido.
My Italian family didn't say gabagool.
They said capicola.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's, I mean.
Is that the same word?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Like I've learned something today.
Fucking Italians.
See, we're here to teach.
Some South Philly Italians say gabagool, though.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. You say gabagool?
My family said gabagool.
Yeah. Well, I say I said gabagool, but now I can't legally because I'm not Italian. Yeah.
That's true.
So I have to take capicola right now. It's rough. They all kinds of rules.
They took
come
away
out.
Your identity. Really.
They took away my Italian American card.
Everything that you are. Yeah.
Everything that I am. I can't say gabagool. I can't say mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Can't say, hey, man, I got.
That's fucking what's her name.
Oh, the one on the cooking network?
Yeah.
She's like, speaks completely. Oh, she's Gianna. Really normal. Yeah, she has to say an Italian word.
Yeah,
she's like
so fucking annoying.
She's hot.
It's like, you're lucky. So, we're gonna
she's hot for a chef, I think.
Yeah, that's true. If you put her next to like an actual hot person, it's like,
that's fair.
You're a little weird looking.
That's fair. On the Food Network,
but she's cooking. You food, and you're like, oh fuck yeah.
And well, then she's like, they sprinkle out a little bit of mozzarella.
Pomodoro reggiano. Shut the fuck up, woman.
So I put some basil in here, some tomatoes, some Parmigiano reggiano.
This is why you weren't in the kitchen with the woman while they're cooking.
That's true. You're driving me nuts.
God damn it, stop talking.
What are you, gay?
What are you, gay? You
can't be cooking in the kitchen with your woman. Yeah,
oh my God.
Unless she's giving you a blowjob.
If she's giving you a blowjob while she's cooking,
hand to God, I don't even know where the kitchen is.
I don't even know if I have a kitchen.
Yeah, I don't even think I do. I don't know. It might be outside. I don't know.
Well, you know one's in the basement.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
My grandmother had a basement kitchen. I had a regular kitchen.
I don't know what that was, though. Because
that's where you do the real cooking.
Yeah.
The basement?
And then you finish at the real in the kitchen.
Oh.
Because that's cleaner.
It's the proper kitchen. Yeah. You have, like, the slop kitchen down there where you can do all the, like,
are cut you doing the chicken's heads off. And
literally.
Feathering them. Yeah, no, serious.
Oh, yeah. The blood and all and viscera.
The upstairs was the show kitchen.
It was the butcher shop downstairs. And upstairs was, like, I'll take it out of the oven.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, downstairs it looks like a fucking like a horror
scene.
Movie.
Murder scene.
Anyway, where were we?
I don't know. they all attacked.
We're in the middle of a
fight. Then they were going to do it's
Weeblo's turn.
Yeah, he did that. Well, they didn't all attack. There's one more in.
Oh, it's the multi-heads that got
us all. Yeah, multi-heads.
They missed everything.
Yeah, wait, multi-heads, the penis, the stacking dicks, then
it's
gay, out a girl, getting fucking the ass.
Is it a man or a woman?
When we listen to this in 3 months, we're going to be like, were we all high? Because we could not keep a single threat.
It was only Cliff, I know that.
I'm not even high this time.
I mean, a little bit. Warning for a few hours.
I'm always a little high.
Carries over.
That was exactly what you said the other day.
That was hilarious.
No, I'm not. No, only just a little. Like, for a couple hours.
Wait, what was the...
Did you smoke today?
I was... When you typed that, I was literally thinking the same thing. When he's like... You know, it's just random rules that people are doing to tell...
Society can just decide to kill us.
It was thinking that a revolution is just agreeing that you're not going to follow the piece of paper anymore. Really simple, right? I'm just...
Yeah, but it was out of nowhere.
And then Bruce, logically, goes, how much weed did you smoke today? And I was thinking the same exact thing. He's like, I didn't smoke any weed. Well, a little.
Like for a couple hours this morning.
I was definitely high at that moment.
All right, 60-foot cone, the breath weapon.
Lots of heads.
Because I watched hit the one 7 hours of Cold War footage.
He don't care?
No.
On purpose?
Okay. Yeah. He's going to hit...
On Netflix.
He was hard.
He's going to hit...
It was awesome.
Okay. And is he going to hit anyone else?
In the Cold War, there's a lot of revolutions. Okay. So I was like, man, we really just play by made-up rules.
So I've got a
Dateline is also a great show to watch.
A good one,
I have advantage.
Against breath weapons?
Yeah. Ready?
Got advantage against everything.
What is it, dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
11.
Ooh. Miss. You take 6d10 damage.
Ooh.
6d10.
What kind of damage?
Acid.
Very specific with this acid damage all the time.
Multiple headed acid spewing.
I picked one and stuck with it.
Ooh, use your acid shield.
Wait, do you not have acid protection?
No.
Ah!
It's one of the few things he doesn't have. He has fire, force, poison.
I bet you these monsters don't even have acid damage.
They probably don't.
Just knows.
He said, quote, I just picked one and stuck with it. He's just making shit up.
The one I picked. Oh, it just so happened to be
this whole adventure's made up.
That's
true, yeah.
This is all made up, all of this.
I bet we have bad news for you.
What was the thing where it was like, that's a made up word? It's like, all words are made up.
30 points of damage.
Oh, that's not too bad.
We laugh at them.
And okay. D2 has lost another head.
Ugh. And grown two more.
Not yet.
Next turn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. Weeblow.
All right, Weeblow is... He's going to nicely just be the person to try to take their attacks. So he's gonna step even more over.
Oh my goodness.
Not that way, you fucking retard. There you go. No, up a little bit. Away from, there you go.
So angry.
His patience is
It's unnecessarily
It was that whole thought of being shackled. He's rolling it.
Did not like that at all.
It's because I wasn't paying attention for 2 minutes.
What did that guy do, too? He came back and we were gone.
That's true. We just walked in after him.
Well, you turned into a
fuck.
You turned into a doer.
And you're not there anymore.
Where'd they go?
Now, John, what are you doing with those shackles? Fucking pervert. Going to the Wyvern shack, aren't you?
You're going back out to that fucking bush, aren't you, that you like to jack off in? That's how he found us.
Don't fuck the Wyvern.
Hey, what are you doing at my jack off bush? You over there.
A lot of spider webs in this
Are you
bush.
Jacking off in my jack off bush?
They're glimmering in the.
This is a shimmering bush. Is it magical? Not really. No.
Smells like bleach.
Not in the way you're thinking.
It is for me.
A lot of dead kids there.
If you look at that stone right there, it kind of looks like a woman's butt. That's my stuff.
Well, I guess that would be porn back then.
Is it a porn?
Yes, woman's butt.
He's going to take the dodge action.
Yeah, take the dodge action.
And I actually get to recover a dice.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my things.
You got a lot of things.
Level 14.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's 5 points. It's not a crazy amount here. Something, though.
It is something. Okay. It is Automon's turn.
Automon is going to cast Crown of Madness.
On?
Number one. So it needs to defeat a Wisdom 16.
Okay. Nope.
Oh, nope, we gotta redo that. It's on a humanoid. I did not cast that. That's my bad. I should have looked at that.
I was kind of wondering about that.
Yeah.
Where's the crown go if it doesn't have a fucking head, you retard?
It's got 8 heads.
Well, it's got 6.
Not ones that would have crowns on them.
No. I wouldn't put a crown on these heads.
Oh, I have identify.
Yeah, why don't you do identify on them?
Just earlier, remember?
Do their dead heads just hang off?
Yeah, like limp.
That's creepy. Do they eat the dead heads? If say they win, they fly away. You think they eat the dead heads?
Like the Grateful Dead?
Well, no, like they're... So they have like 9 heads now, and like 3 are dead and dangling off. Eventually it's going
to... No, the dead head grows into 2 new ones.
Oh, it so it's like, from them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's dead, and then... Boom.
Okay.
Magic.
Alright, I am going to... Come on... Oh, what is my... Right, this is not my monk. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Fuck. 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 Shit. Balls.
What is going on? Fuck, fuck, shit. Balls, balls. Fuck.
Balls,
balls.
Clit.
Giant clit sticking out. Oh, I like how
they do. 2 dicks. Stacked.
All right, I'm going to do a witch bolt against, witch I guess, bolt? 2. Yeah.
Witch bolt?
The witch bolt.
Witch bolt?
The witch bolt.
The witch bolt. Gotcha.
So I got to roll a d20. Oh, nat 1.
Yeah, you witch bolt no. Fucking... Someone, let me say, I'll roll for now. Well, you're pointed towards them, which means you can only really hit Weeblow.
Son of a bitch.
Classic.
So you take that's 1d12, right? Unless you're casting at a higher level. Oh my.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. God. Oh, lady.
And you know what? I'm not going to drop it.
Just keeps it attached. That's fucked up, dude. I rolled 9 points of damage.
Sorry.
I'm coming after you.
Please do not.
It's gonna happen. I thought you were a doer.
And then I'm going to use my thingy. I forget your what penis? It's called. And I'm going to take the dodge action as a bonus.
My large glit.
What the hell is that thing called? I remember it's a feature that I have. I forget what it's called.
Large glit?
No, it's not. Cunning action. That's what it is. Oh, no. Shit. To take the dash, disengage, and hide. Oh, man. I can't even do that. Well, I guess I'm gonna dash.
You're gonna die.
I'm gonna dash over. Here.
Away from Weeblow.
Out there. Here.
Smart.
Yeah. seems dumb to be in a straight line.
Okay.
And, yeah. Zod.
Would it be more beneficial for me to cause damage or do hold monster to one of them?
At this point, just cause damage. It's fine, yeah.
You're gonna hold them.
Fuck them up, scrub.
They're all too... That last one split out enough, I wouldn't be able to hit them all with a 10-foot radius thing, right?
No.
At this point.
You can hit 2 and 3.
Alright, I'll do Eldritch
Blast then. That's what I'm gonna do.
Were you gonna use Shatter?
Yeah, I was gonna use Shatter.
So you Shatter on 2 and 3. Even if we can take out two, you know, one of them.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Because right, that's pretty high. Isn't that like a 3d8?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. Alright. And I get more because I'm above level 2. Alright, so cast Shatter, Constitution saving throw on those two in the front.
Okay. Natural 20 and a 15.
Alright. So the one gets half damage, the other full. Alright, so...
Oh, no. Here.
Hold on.
Here.
Use
this little rolling ball.
Okay.
Please don't touch my dice.
Touch my dice.
You're touching my dice.
Getting your luck.
Stay on your side.
Bad luck stank on him.
Don't worry, I've been rolling pretty good.
You can do it.
It's just that chest.
24 points of damage.
So half.
Half on one, full on the other.
Okay. One's looking pretty bad.
Who's that?
The D2.
Okay.
The Mighty Ducks? D2 is pretty good. D3 was terrible.
Yeah, D3 was awful. Although that did give us that. Was that the one that gave the cool, or was it the second one that gave the cool Mighty Ducks logo with the duck?
Oh, the full
mask?
Body?
Ooh. No, the duck goalie mask. That was like the new logo. They actually made the team off of that movie?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember.
We done reminiscing?
Huh?
Almost.
You want Glenn to go?
It is Glenn's turn.
He'll just cast another fireball.
Jeez.
This time he can hit all three.
Jesus Christ. Why? Well, what do these things do to you?
They attack us.
Yeah, we're just trekking.
Yeah. We were high off of our latest steal. 18
dexterity saving throws.
We were.
What, 18?
Yeah.
Thinking, what are we going to do with this stupid
natural one, but that doesn't matter for that. No, they all miss. One's probably going to die. I mean, D2.
That's a decent roll.
Yeah.
Ooh,
2 sixes.
Ooh.
39 points of fire damage.
D2 drops dead.
Yay!
Autumn lives.
He had so many heads.
Eat a butt!
And how much was it? 38?
39.
39? Okay.
Oh my god.
My lead broke.
Your what broke?
My lead.
Okay. Indians tend to have like small kitchens in their garages. Mm. And they cook like super fragrant food.
You mean stinky?
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, yes.
You know, super fragrant. No, that makes it sound like it smells good.
And they're eating it.
You know they're eating it. That's what they're doing. They're gonna cook it and then they're gonna eat it. That's what happens.
That's what they eat.
Okay. It is Vanta's turn.
Okay.
They're on the ground now, so you can
you can get up to 3, I think.
Use my Grand Fang.
Grand Fang.
Move her up to 3 there.
I can move you.
Thanks.
I'll move up. Wait, what's your
plus 10?
No, your
30
speed.
Feet.
30.
Yeah.
You do not make it, though.
11.
Oh, they have to use a hand axe.
You have to use a hand axe. You don't quite make it. You're like 5 feet away from hitting them.
Okay. Hand axe is plus 10.
Awesome. 21. 21 hits, right?
21 does hit, yeah.
Okay.
1d6.
What are you? Paladin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
5 plus...
5.
10.
10 points of damage.
On
three.
Okay.
Monster turn.
Monster turn. So 3 gets 2 more heads. 9 heads.
And does one go up the Weeblow as well?
One. No, he's head of the spear. One gets two more heads.
All right, put him up the Weeblow.
I did.
Your fucking job.
Why is it my job?
Because I have a thing in front of me.
And Dixie and Rodney are relaxing.
Yeah. You're right up. You're up front. You're
good. We're on problem. The couch I'm side. You don't have to do things.
Why don't this you ever the pick the couch side?
This is the leisure side.
This is your own fault.
This is the chill factory, as I call it.
I felt like we had assigned seats.
You were here first. You could have taken this spot.
There was literally spot. There's never assigned seats ever.
I do poop in my pants while I sit here, so this is kind of my assigned seat.
Well, that's why he put the blanket on.
Oh God!
Like a dog.
That's, I sleep with my head down that side.
Oh, I know.
You should switch.
Is that why you have pink eye all the time?
I think so. I mean, that explains a lot.
They all right, call him Mr. Pink Eye.
He's a new Bond villain.
Ew. It's so goopy.
The worst Bond villain.
I'm sorry, it's itchy, Mr. Bond.
It's on discharge.
It's like, it's all right, I'm going to go fuck M.
Who are you going to fuck? M.
Yeah.
Old Money old Penny?
Oh, yeah. Actually, she's a dude now.
What about Q?
Isn't M a dude now? Or at least wasn't the last couple?
Yeah, they fucked it all up.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was Ray Fiennes, I think.
Did Bond fuck him?
Probably.
Fuck him up the ass.
I mean, it's always 2024.
With stacked dicks.
Well, didn't they try to make a girl the new 007?
Well, they were talking about it, and then I think people were like universally like, that's a different
please
character.
Don't do
like,
that.
Please stop. Yeah. It's like, you already made Bond less cool by not having him fuck every woman.
Yeah.
And just be like a super, super asshole person. Yeah.
He's a fucking lunatic. Like, he should be an asshole.
Well, and he's way worse than the books, too. If you read the books, like, he's not even, like, suave. He's just, like...
A jerk?
Well, he's, like, an old, hardened, like, war veteran, so he's just, like, a piece of shit.
So like, Sean Connery?
Yeah. Well, actually, more like Daniel Gregory. He's just, beating the fuck out of people for no reason. He gets angry and, like, he's not poised and held together. Like, that's not part of the character.
Yeah.
Damn it, Hollywood!
I know.
He did say that. To Barbara Walters.
Sometimes you have to slap a woman.
No, not closed fist, just...
Open hand.
Open hand, cross the face.
I mean, he made a good point.
Bruce was behind Barbara Walters like,
Yep, yeah.
I love how she was like, isn't that wrong? And he's like, shut up.
you want one of these, woman?
She tried to, like, get him, and then he was like...
Remember when Sean Connery beat the shit out of Barbara Walters on air? That was hilarious.
I would hate to see that.
It was open hand. It's fine.
Yeah. She did talk back to him.
He told her.
Dude, if you were Sean Connery, why wouldn't you just say whatever the fuck you wanted?
Yeah, at that point, rich, I don't think he cared.
Famous, like, what do you care?
He didn't care.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, his career suffered.
What? Yeah.
Did it?
No. Not at all.
It was funny.
Everyone went.
How people like,
Sean.
Hey, you should be Gandalf. And he's like, I don't understand this stupid shit. And then
he was supposed to be in the Matrix too.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in the Matrix. It. He turned it down. He's going to be, I think, Morpheus.
Yeah. He
turned that down.
That
he was
bad.
Not the smartest. No, but I mean, like, they were casting him in these like iconic roles that he's like, I don't get it.
Like,
and then he's like, I'll do League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I understand this role.
And then he just quit acting. Until he died.
He has a submarine that goes under the. What was it? Like, it's a ship, right? It's not even a submarine.
It was the Captain Nemo.
Yeah. It was the dumbest fucking
movie. It
was not good.
It was terrible.
It was not
was it a submarine? Mm-hmm. I thought it was something
weird.
And
they had to find him.
No one can remember what he looked
finding
like.
Finding Captain Nemo. That's a whole different story.
Why didn't we give him a submarine? He could be anywhere.
Must keep ping.
Ping, ping, ping.
Fuck, I got it.
That's a stupid one. It's always the stupid ones.
See, these are the sort of things I'm going to produce when there's the video AI for real out in the world.
You're going to do Captain Nemo?
I'm just all these stupid scenarios.
Yeah, just make them happen, yeah.
Make them happen.
That would be great. If AI could produce Finding Captain Nemo.
Actually, that's such a like a generic-y thing. Like, stupid pun. You probably could do it right now with the way I am.
It's true.
Probably. ChatGPT.
Be nightmarish, but weird.
Please write me a script for Finding Captain Nemo. Okay.
Anyway, when are these monsters attacking? We've literally just been there for 3 minutes waiting.
So, they're going to attack.
Right, come on.
They have, so this is 17 attacks. Oh my fucking god.
At disadvantage.
Two rolls each, maybe. Wait,
aren't they, wouldn't they get advantage? No, they wouldn't get advantage on you. It's fine. Ah! They're not that smart. Miss.
Oh, did you ever do the breath weapon on the one? You said you didn't care if you hit him.
Yeah, I did. I took the points off. That's why he died.
Okay. Good.
he did nothing to you. Miss.
Miss. Lots of hit points.
Yes.
They put us quite a bit.
Yes.
Just kidding. They're really weak. This was not much danger at all.
No, it was easy. Easy peasy.
Super easy.
That's a hit. Okay.
We've always taken 60 points of damage for everyone.
Yeah, but how many points total do you
have? 250.
Thanks, Weebs.
That's a hit.
We're going to take a rest after this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to take a short rest. You guys do whatever you want.
Let's go back to that bush, man.
I'm going to go find my own. Yeah, I'm going to find my own jerk-off bush.
Everybody needs one.
Everybody, go find your jerk-off bush.
Don't use a holly bush.
Meet back here in an hour. Yeah.
Does not work.
I like the prickly leaves.
Oh, my God.
That's a hit. Reminds three me of hits.
A TT blowjob.
No one wants a TT blowjob.
How much teeth do you want? No teeth?
No teeth. No teeth.
There should be any teeth.
I like grazing.
Jerking off with Vicks Vapor Rub. It's not fun.
Got in the hole.
Would you like to tell me the damage?
No.
You have to guess.
He just rolled the dice and guessed it.
Like, all right, moving on.
He's like, I'll be honest, I don't remember. I am not having a good
day. I'm really not having a good day here.
He's still rolling the d20s.
No, I'm not. 12, 13, plus 5, 15. So 28 points of damage.
That's a lot of damage. he's shut down.
He's doing some mental math
he's
here.
He's got a charge.
Doo-doo.
Har-har.
Har-har.
All right, Weeblow is not going to take the dodge action this time. He's going to go after number three.
Wait, has she been, like, her turn's been skipped?
No, she won. She threw her hand axe.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry. It was so ineffectual.
It was 10 points.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
You're not funny.
Oh my god.
You're hurting feelings.
That's it. I'm storming out. That was the last show for me.
That's it. Rodney storms out. That's the whole name of this episode.
All those bigoted jokes he sat through.
May jokes. Not stand for being. There's no place to be funny around here.
You can't just say the N-word and say it's funny.
Yes, you can. What you doing?
I was just seeing how many attacks I had.
Checking his Facebook.
Oh, are we still playing?
I gotta go see how my sober friend's doing.
I gotta check my farm to see if my corn grew yet.
Does a 24 hit?
Yes.
Two hits. Fuck.
Two hits, fuck?
Two hits, fuck.
Okay. Which one are you attacking?
Three.
Okay.
38 points of damage.
On three. Okay.
Dad?
Nope.
There's a dad.
Dad? He's like,
oh, man.
Dad?
Oh, no.
Are you my dad? The Draco Hydra looks uncomfortable. he immediately blocks him on Ancestry.
Can you block people?
Yeah, it happened to me. I didn't tell you that story. So I found my father on Ancestry.
He suspects he found
him. No, I'm supposedly. Pretty sure. Because I share 50% DNA with him.
That'd be great if we saw a picture and it looked exactly like him.
Did he look like you?
Your biological father.
As opposed to
the person that you grew up believing was your father.
Correct.
Who we agreed, by the way, to sit on his coffin and have diarrhea and eat hot wings so we could keep having diarrhea.
We are going to do that, yes. Okay. That's 100%.
I just want to make sure I had all the players.
That is 100% accurate.
Okay.
So I have Ancestry.
Sounds like a good time.
Now. Mm-hmm. And.
So first, you found out you weren't actually Italian, which was like.
Correct. Yeah.
And to add salt in the
wound. Such a relief.
was not a relief.
50% match with this man.
50% match, yeah.
Did you get his address?
No, because he blocked me. Remember?
Do you have his name?
What happened? How did
I send? I sent a
Papa.
I sent him a text.
We can find him. No. You have his name.
I do have his name. So here you go.
Are you sure you
is he a pimp?
Oh wait, I can you believe this?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause this for a second because this is serious.
The doctor's at the same time as your mom.
It just landed on him. Oh god. So yeah, pretty fucked up. I forgot it. I forgot I didn't tell.
No, now I'm googling to see if we can figure out where he is.
Uh oh.
We're gonna find this motherfucker.
You do not want Dixie looking into this shit.
She will find him. She will kill him.
Find these people.
We didn't ask for the killing part.
You weren't specific.
I have him tailed.
All right, yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
All right.
let's not have focus on my.
I'm gonna come over here, and whammy wham with my glaive of radiance.
He's going like against the one.
Which one? D1.
One. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Not 20, baby.
You do look like you're going into detective mode.
I am. I'm fucking intrigued right now.
So when I crit hit, I get an extra 2d6.
Nice.
You crit hit?
Yep.
Okay.
So all together, that's a d10.
All together now.
D10.
All together now. All together now.
See, it always comes back to the Beatles.
It really does.
Overrated.
9, 14, 18.
I only say that because I know it pisses Cliff off so much.
25. And I'm also going to sneak attack him.
No.
What?
You can't.
Well, he got you there.
He's and that is 78.
He gets to double everything.
My goodness.
Remember when you were...
Eight.
You found
him.
He's calling. You, that was really fast.
You have the same exact default ring as me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I do think I found him.
What? What?
I think he could be a 67-year-old living in Monroe Township, New Jersey.
That means he would have had me when he was 17.
Don't you think?
That tracks.
That, I mean, with my mom. Yeah.
Right?
She was 32.
All right.
Do you think she was discerning at that point in her life?
I don't know. It seems a little off.
Okay. All right.
Maybe. It could be.
Listen, we're not counting anybody out. But
we don't want to disparage your mother. Ruin the view you have.
A wonderful woman she is and always was. Right.
50 more points of damage.
Holy smokes.
Okay. All right.
One is not dead.
No.
I thought for sure I was going to kill him.
All right, there.
Oh, one's the one that came from the...
Right, yeah.
Eldra Blast. Number two, I guess.
That's my bad.
Number two's dead, so go ahead.
Number one.
Number three.
Number three, whatever.
Which one? Whichever one you want.
Number three. Yeah.
Number three, okay.
Or he could be 83.
83 sound tracks.
Okay.
She's like, I'm so glad I keep this database of old men on my phone.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
26, 30, and 28.
26, 30, and 28.
It's a hit on each.
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
You sure?
Yeah.
You need to find pictures of these people.
I'll work on it.
Looks exactly like
So, 29.
But with hair.
Points of damage?
Yeah.
Oh, which one?
Three,
okay. All right. He loses two heads.
Don't lose your head over it.
Oh!
Oh! Balding.
It took us a while to make that, though.
What?
That joke.
Yeah, Glenn.
All right. I mean, like, fireball's just the best thing. He's got his wand of fireball. He might as well just, like...
All right.
Yeah.
He can hit both of them.
Yep.
Might take out one of them.
DC 18, BB.
Yeah. Make your roll, you shithead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, also, I should have knocked you back.
It's too late. One missed, and the other made it.
Okay. So, one made it?
Yeah.
And I was looking it up, and apparently the
31 points of fire damage.
The slowdown and the knockdown stack, or at least they're supposed to.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Fuck!
So
you could potentially push somebody like off a cliff with it.
Oh, man.
That's or you could slow them down to they can't move.
Wow. Okay, they do stack. All right. Good to know.
For the future.
That one should have fallen out of the sky. Please give him fall damage.
40 points of damage. I mean, what? No. I think I had a stroke.
Three takes 31 points. Number one takes 15 points.
Number three is dead.
Yay!
And yeah, all his heads fall.
Ivanta goes, and you can get advantage. Now you can actually attack with your weapon for the first time.
Okay.
Ivanta, with advantage.
With my Grand Fong.
She's very distracted.
Yeah, no, she does not.
I have other things going on.
I am out of this fucking game. I need to find...
I'm not gonna lie.
She just packs up. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
Four plus 10, 14.
No, miss.
Wait, did you roll at advantage?
14.
That's a hit.
Okay. 1d8.
Gonna smite?
I mean, we can smite it up.
Maybe smite?
If we feel like it. Hold on, I have to see how much smite I have left.
You probably should have all of it.
Yeah, you should be full
up. You think?
Yeah, yeah, you're filled up.
Alright, what?
Because we came into this fully rested.
Okay, then I'll do. How bad is this? Do we need first, second, or third?
Just first is fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a little oomph.
So two, I need.
I don't know, no matter what you do, I don't know that he's gonna die this round. So he's going to have attacks to do his thing.
I always go all in.
Eight and eight is 16. Plus five, 21.
Damn, you got a max.
Hit. No, that's the damage.
Oh, that's a lot of damage then. So 21 points of damage for the first hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you get a second attack.
Even though the first time... Okay.
But no, you have to roll for...
Yeah, I rolled the first time, and I didn't get a hit.
No, you did, because it was advantage. So you roll again with an advantage.
Yeah. Each attack, you can roll. You roll both dice. There you go.
Whichever one's higher.
19.
That's a hit.
And if you add smite again, it's 3... Oh.
10. Plus 5,
15. Okay.
Alright.
Dude, this thing is like nothing but heads now. It's like 14 heads.
Well, he's got three people around him, so.
I need that gun.
He can attack anyone. Would he attack the same person 14 times?
No, he wouldn't. He might attack the same person 14 times, but he's not going to go with just me alone.